Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you get some good rest? Oh, I'm so glad. You needed it. You, my darling husband, works so hard, and it's so important that you get a good night's sleep. How'd you get tied up to the bed? Well, I tied you up, sweetie. With heavy ropes. I took sailing classes when I was a teenager. Learned all of my knots. Trust me, there's no way you're getting out of those. Oh, you want to know why I tied you to our bed, sweetness? That's right. It is some kind of kinky sex thing. I know you've been craving some more adventures in our sex life. And you've been disappointed that I haven't been more willing to act more slutty in bed. And I know it's been hard for you, but I hope after tonight, everything will become more clear for you. No, I know you getting tied up wasn't what you had in mind. In fact, I have to be honest, I don't think anything that's about to happen is what you have had in mind. Unfortunately, sweetheart, tonight is going to be pretty difficult for you. Look, I love you so much, and you're such a good husband, a good provider, but the one thing you're not is a good lover. Did you know you never made me come the entire time we've been together? It's true. I can barely get it together to fake it anymore. You spend all this time complaining about how I don't blow your mind and rock your world, but do even less for me. I had just about given up hope that I would never experience an orgasm from anything other than a vibrator ever again. But then everything changed. What happened? Oh, babe. A better question is, who happened? You can come in now. Hello, sir. This, my darling husband, is who I wanted you to meet. You've noticed I've been working later hours and taking more trips, haven't you? You didn't. That's hilarious and typical. Well, darling, the reality is I've been having an affair. I've been cheating on you behind your back a lot. Like, a lot, all with this man right here. Who is he? That doesn't matter. All you need to know is I'm his. I belong to him. He is my sexual master, and he dominates my married whore pussy with his fat king cock so good that I basically don't think I could ever fuck you again as long as I live. And I know that must be hard to hear, but I needed to come clean about all of this. What? No. No, I have no intention of divorcing you. We're staying together forever. I can hear all of those whiny losers in the comments section of our life just chirping away right now. Why don't you leave the bitch? Or she should learn her place and stop disrespecting her man. Or enjoy the divorce, slut. As if you would ever have the balls to actually leave me. And anyone who thinks they know me or what I need and feel the need to judge my lifestyle, well, they can fuck straight off to hell and eat shit. So, my darling husband, here is how tonight is going to go. You're going to be stuck there, tied naked to the bed. And you're going to watch as this man, my bull, my daddy, my master, absolutely destroys my cunt and makes me come so hard that I will transform right before your eyes from a placid, pleasant, domestic, goody-two-shoes housewife into a drooling, shameless, begging, fucked all cum dump bitch that does terrible, degrading things with zero resistance. Does that sound good, sweetheart? God, shut the fuck up and stop whining and be a fucking man. Sorry, dear. But if you start complaining like a weak, spineless little worm, you won't even get to watch. You will never be able to fuck your wife like a porn star. But if you want the privilege of watching your wife get fucked and railed like the porn star she wishes she was, well, zip your lips. I'm going to take off my robe now. And I'm already naked underneath. I asked my bull what he wanted me to wear tonight, and he said nothing. So that's what I wore. He tells me what to do, and I do it. Don't you wish you had that power over your woman? Well, you don't. That's so sexist of you to think you should be able to own your wife. You'll never own me. Only this mean, muscular, fat-dicked fuck stud owns me. Do you want to see his fat dick? Say it. Say, I want to see my wife's bull's fat dick. Well, you heard him, sir. Please, show my worm of a husband your thick, beautiful rod. Oh, good. Would you look at that? Fuck, I've never seen anything like it, have you? Of course you haven't. This cock is so perfect, so good that it makes me desecrate my marriage vows. Without even a second thought, this wasn't some long simmering tension between us either. He took me so quickly after we met. He made me submit during our very first fuck session. He took ownership of me faster than you could possibly ever comprehend. I used to think that I had more self-control than that. Or self-respect, come to think of it, but it all went out the window when he gave me all the pleasure a girl could ask for. Remember how I used to say, oh, sweetie, I just don't think about sex. I'm not a very sexual person. Yeah, well, that turned out to not be fucking true in the slightest. He has awoken something in me, and he has shown me that I am very, very sexual. That I can do anything he tells me to because to be quite frank, he's just that fucking good, darling. And tonight I get to show you. Right now you're gonna watch and see just how good he is. Do you want to know how we're gonna start? He's gonna fuck me. The first thing he's gonna do is stuff my pretty little pussy with that fat daddy dick that I have playing in my hands. Did you ever think you'd hear your wife say those words? Pretty little pussy, fat daddy dick. Does it sound strange hearing me talk like that? You're gonna hear a lot of new things from me tonight, and a lot of noises you've never heard me make. Noises you could never get me to make. Sir, how would you like to fuck me? Oh, you're gonna bind my hands with bondage tape? Oh, thank you. Thank you for making me so helpless, Daddy. What should I do next? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll hold my bound wrists above my head and not drop them until you tell me I'm allowed to. Are you gonna fuck me standing up from behind with my hands in the air? Oh, God. Oh, Daddy, that sounds so good. And darling, look right at you the entire time. I want you to watch the faces I make. I want you to listen to the sounds that come out of my achy throat, and I want your pathetic little prick dribble that pathetic little drops of pre-cum out while this man, this real man, fucks me stupid right in front of you. Watch me. Watch as I transform, baby. After my first cum, I'm gonna be very different and you won't recognize me anymore. You won't recognize your wife anymore. Okay, well, I'm gonna stop talking to you now because I'm afraid Daddy will punish me if I don't stop. Daddy, are you ready? Yes, sir. Arms in the air. Oh, yes, sir. Legs spread apart. Oh, good, sir, yes. I love the feeling of your hands on my hips. The feeling of that masterpiece of meat pressing between my fat ass cheeks. Oh, Daddy, don't tease me. Please. Please fuck me with your monster cock in front of my husband. Please. Please show him. Show him what you do to me. Fuck. Oh, God, he just put it all the way in. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm being fucking split open. No. No, Daddy, I won't lower my arms. Oh, God, I want to follow your orders. Daddy, you split me open and I broke out into a little sweat all over. Thank you. Thank you for making me full. Thank you for stuffing me to the brim, sir. Daddy, you know what I want, right? You remember how your little slut likes it, huh? Yeah. Little sluts need to get their pussies fucked stupid like they're just dumb fucking objects. That's the only thing that will make your little slut happy right now. Please rail me as hard as you can in front of my pathetic husband so I can transform into a whimpering little animal that does whatever you say before his very, very eyes. Oh my God. No. I promise I won't lower my arms. I won't lower my arms, sir. No. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. You're fucking splitting me open, sir. Oh my God, you're splitting me open, Daddy. Oh, you're gonna break my fucking whore body. Do you think you can fuck me that hard, that deep, but also faster? If you do, I think you might make me black out. You wanna try? Yes, please try. Try and make me black out on your cock. Oh, baby, husband, oh my sweet heavy love of my life. Watch this. Oh my God. Just so completely full with you inside of me. God, Jesus, I love the way you're holding me by the hips. Honey, see how he's angled himself just low enough so that he can thrust up into my cunt over and over and over again. Oh, God, isn't he so fucking good at this? Daddy, you're so fucking good at this. Fuck yes, Daddy. You're so fucking big inside of me. And I've never had anything like you. You're just fucking wrecking my goddamn pussy up. Fuck, yes. Fuck that pussy. I'm so fucking dumb for you, daddy. You're fucking me so dumb. You're messing my fucking shit up. God, I'm a fucking toy for you. 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 Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. I love belonging to you, sir. Baby, do I look pretty getting fucked up? Huh? Do you like seeing your wife get split apart? Huh? Oh, please tell me I look pretty. Tell me I look pretty. Please tell me I look pretty. Please tell me I look pretty. Tell me I look pretty. Oh my god. 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 Tell me. Disposal. Anything on earth that you ask of me, I will gladly and happily give to you. I do not say no to you. Command me. I am yours. Yes, sir. I will drop to my knees and keep my bound wrists in my lap. Except the most ruthless, unapologetic, uncaring face fuck you have to offer until you come. Yes, sir. I accept that I will be expected to take what you give me, even if I am deprived of air or if I am in extreme discomfort. I will do it. All for you. Yes, sir. I will open my mouth and say, ah, like a dumb little porn star bitch. Oh, I go again, sir. Make it worse for me. Please. You'll never have me like this. Other one, I don't really enjoy doing any of this. But I'm happy to do it. It is my repayment to him. My penance for getting to come so hard on his cog. Even though I find all this getting tied up and nasty face fucking and cooking my darling husband completely humiliating and demoralizing, and it makes me feel like a stupid little fucking suck slut participating in some depraved misogynistic jerk off fantasy, I'm still happy when I'm doing it. Oh, Come, daddy. Oh, go, come. Come, come. Come in my little cunt mouth and all over my little cunt vein. Look at all of this cum. Oh, my utter degradation and embarrassment. In exchange for the way he makes me come. It's the easiest trade I've ever made. It's the least I could do. It makes it so I don't mind the way he treats me. That one bit. Even though it appalls me. When he asks me to tie you up and cuck you. I did it. Obviously. I do whatever my sir says. And what do you think, sweetheart? Darling, light of my life. What do you think of your wife now? I want to know everything you're thinking this very minute. I'm just kidding. Keep it to yourself. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. All I know is that I love this cock. Yes, sir. I'll stay right here. And I'll wait for you to come back. How was that, darling? Look at you. I know he said I had to stay here, but you are my husband. Was that okay? Are these too tight on you? You like it? I didn't do too much, did I? Okay. Good. Good. I'm glad. Yes. I really would like to give you a hug. I did enjoy it. My throat's a little sore. Yeah. Well, you told me to lean into it, so I did. Is it what you really wanted? Truly? You know, you're not thinking of me any differently, are you? You really did enjoy it. Okay. So long as you did. You really don't want me to touch you? I mean, obviously I'm allowed to hug you, but, you know, you're so hard. It's not uncomfortable. It feels good. Okay. So long as it feels good. Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. And I feel like he has a lot more in store, though. You're really okay with this. I know it was your idea, but I need to check in with you. And I need to remind you that I love you. Yeah. Can I kiss you? Is that okay? I'm gonna get back on my knees over there. I don't exactly want us to get in trouble. Yeah. Our little secret. I love you.